We've all heard of Spider-Man and seen pictures of him climbing high buildings, dressed in his red and black clothes. Today, we are talking to Steve Hobbs about the amazing human Spider-Man, Alain Robert. Steve, who is this man exactly, and how did he get the name the human Spider-Man?
Alain Robert is French, and he's 47 years old. He's been climbing the world's highest buildings for the past 14 years, including the Eiffel Tower in Paris and the Empire State Building in New York. He has just climbed the 88-floor, 452-metre Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the third tallest building in the world. This is the third time he's tried it, though, and he finally made it.
How dangerous are his climbs?
Very dangerous. Robert has only fallen once in a city. Luckily, he fell when he was sitting on traffic lights for a magazine photo. But he says he had more serious accidents in his rock climbing days. In 1982, he fell 15 metres onto rock and broke both arms and his nose. He was told he would never climb again. But he did. Of course.
Is he allowed to climb these buildings?
Not usually, but that's what he likes about it. Perhaps that's what makes him feel like a superhero. After this Malaysian climb, for example, he might go to prison for 6 months. He has been arrested in many cities.
Does Robert get money from his climbing?
Sometimes, when he isn't being arrested or spending time in prison. He has become so famous now that some people pay him to climb their new buildings. He often wears his Spider-Man clothes then. In 2003, he climbed the National Bank of Abu Dhabi with a crowd of 100,000 people watching. In the same year, he climbed the Lloyd's of London building for the first time. And that time, he was paid by Sky Movies because of the new Spider-Man film.
Is Alain Robert a real-life superhero?
Well, in some ways. He often uses his climbs to give the world his opinion about things that he thinks are important. For example, global warming or the lives of poor people in the world. So in that way, he is helping people in need. He does seem to have almost superhuman talents. But a real superhero? I think it takes more to be one of those.